From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The California Public Utilities Commission voted unanimously Thursday to authorize the increasingly popular high-tech ride-sharing networks, but with some very specific requirements. Max Pringle reports from Sacramento.
More and more people needing rides these days are clicking smartphone apps to arrange them with local networks. John Zimmer, co-founder of San Francisco-based Lyft, says the networks will now have state-endorsed vehicles and drivers.
Now, as part of the requirements, that's something we've always done. We have criminal background checks with strict criteria, driving record checks with strict criteria, as well as $1 million liability policy to protect all drivers and passengers on the platform.
But Paul Marin with the Taxi and Paratransit Association of California says traditional taxis are at a disadvantage because they're legally required to provide transportation in underserved communities. Rideshare networks are not.
Taxis are required to provide service in every part of the city, not just the affluent parts. Taxi companies have mandates about the number of disabled taxi vehicles that they must have.
The taxi industry will consider its legal options in the coming weeks. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
The California League of Cities is holding its annual conference in Sacramento this week, and its representatives from around the state gathered. The league is assessing how cities fared in the recent legislative session. The league's Dan Carrig says some helpful economic development bills have made it to the governor's desk, but he says one measure requiring charter cities to pay prevailing wages on public construction projects or lose state money is a concern.
We really think the mechanism of withholding all money from cities is a dangerous precedent and that it would be used in other cases. So we're really concerned about the tactic.
Carrig says if the charter cities choose to pay prevailing wages, that's their right, but the state shouldn't have the power to force them. The bill is currently on the governor's desk. Carrig says the league is hoping for a veto. That's the CB count.